So your time at sea, I mean, was that, did you think of it as a long-term option for you, or were you looking to get shoreside eventually?
No, I loved it. I, for a single guy, I couldn't imagine a better life.
Yeah.
And but then things were changing in the 1970, and I thought, well, this, and I, with this ready-made job of being an NCB surveyor in San Francisco, I always loved San Francisco, and I knew a lot of the people at National Cargo Bureau because States Marine employed NCB surveyors, so it was a job basically I could just move to the other side of the desk and do the job of an NCB surveyor.
Right.
So,
And were you looking to settle down more? I mean,
yeah.
yeah.
Although, you know, having I didn't an I never anticipated doing as many moves as I did.
Right, yeah.
So, but my children didn't suffer very much by it because all the moves happened somewhat early on in their lives. So, worked out very well. And I've been very much involved since I came back to New York with activities at Fort Schuyler. I was president of the Alumni Association over there for a couple of years, and then I've been chairman of the museum since about 1999. So.
And do they have an oral history project there? You mentioned the
Yes, the
alumnus.
library does.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
And I know Kings Point does as well. And then I was up at Maine Maritime, they had one back in the
Oh.
90s. So it seems like everybody kind of has theirs, but
Yeah.
they're all separate from each
Yeah,
other.
exactly. Yeah.
Which is, in a way it makes sense, but in a way it's kind of a shame.
This is true.
Yeah.
Very true indeed.
Yeah, do we want to talk about 25 South Street? I mean,
Yeah.
I'm interested in, you must have gotten to know the culture of the building quite a bit, being there so
I
often.
was fascinated with the building,
Yeah.
and I was fascinated with the people who lived there. And I didn't know too many of the transients, you know, the people who were there for one or two days,
Right.
but I did know many of the people who lived there, the old retirees.
So there'd be two kind of populations, people who are in and out in between ships, and then the people who were kind of living there,
I would
basically.
guess maybe 80% of the people who lived there permanently. And the transients, the ones who were in for one or two nights, that might make up 20% of the
Really? Is
population.
that
Yeah.
wow.
So, and most every trip that I made with States Marine, at least one seafarer gave his permanent home address as 25 South Street. You know, it wouldn't say Seamen's Church Institute.
Yeah.
It would just say 25 South Street.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they had what was called the dunnage room, or the stores room, where people could keep all their important papers and photographs and clothing,
Yeah.
and, you know, perhaps in a suitcase or an old sea bag or duffel bag,
Right.
and check it in, and that's where their possessions would be instead of being on a ship. And you know, so, and everything that a seafarer needed was there. There was a medical area. You know, I loved to go to the restaurant, and the restaurant, or the ca pardon me, the cafeteria, was down in the basement, and they had the best hamburgers in town. And I always look forward to going down and getting a hamburger for lunch. And they came with ground onions on the top, and they were best hamburgers in Manhattan for sure. And I would bring Captain Cropley up a little cup of tea, and he would sit there and drink his tea and smoke a cigarette. And most pictures you saw of him sitting at the desk, he always wore a sweater, and he smoked these cigarettes, and he gets so involved in his work that his sweater would be all full of ashes in the front because he had a little belly that stuck out. So,